Hello, my name's Tom Gherkin. I work for the BBC as a journalist.
Hello, my name's Rich Fording. I don't work for the BBC and I'm a comedian.
And our dad died.
So we're making a podcast about it. We've been friends for 10 years and in that time we've lost a dad each, which is careless. And we always used to go to the pub and talk about grief and death and dads. So now we're having a beer on a podcast and talking about grief and death and dads with people related to grief, death and dads.
The podcast is going to drop every Friday and you can get it wherever you get your podcasts from, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever. But we will be telling you every episode, listen on Apple Podcasts, leave a 5-star review. I'm saying it now because you're going to hear it a lot in the coming weeks.
So if you like grief and you like laughing about grief, you don't have to have a dead dad or a dead mum or be in any way related to death. It'll come, don't worry.
It comes for us all.
Is that too dark?
Here's a clip from the podcast to show you what it's all about.
So your dad didn't want You'll Never Walk Alone played at his funeral, so no. You didn't play it.
Correct.
Because my dad also didn't want You'll Never Walk Alone played at his funeral, and we played it.
Well, what famous? I mean, what football team did he support?
He was an Aston Villa fan.
Good.
But he didn't specifically say, don't play You'll Never Walk Alone at my funeral.
Why would you need to, though?
Yeah, he never thought that would come up.
Well, we had a lovely funeral. We got a bloke who was a sort of maybe a comedian slash entertainer. Not really sure what his vibe was, but he came and he did a sort of, I guess, funeral patter. A prepared slight comedy funeral thing where you would tell him facts and so he would do his light thing and then he would go, and of course we all know John loved Liverpool, and then everyone would go, ah, yes he did.
That reminds me, I probably my least favorite but kind of funny, you know, if you're in the background, funeral sermon happens when the minister doesn't know who the person is. And they do something like this. They go, well, I didn't know Roger, but I do know Jesus. And they just break into it that way.
Yeah, that's, Jesus!
Yeah. That's probably my favorite. It's just like the perfect cop-out.
Nice.
You don't have to like worry about actually knowing anything about the person. You just go for it.
I love dreams, and I love how weird dreams are, but I've never believed in that idea that they have any meaning or you can analyze them. I think they're just weird things that happen in your head. But then when my dad died, all of my dreams suddenly became these sort of quite elegant metaphors for loss. In this dream, we were in the leisure centre in Kidderminster, where I grew up.
Yeah.
And we were all going through the little sort of turnstile thing that they have. And then we all went through and they wouldn't let my dad go through the turnstile. And so we were all gathered on the other side about to go swimming. Mm. And dad couldn't get through. And then we all started crying. And then they led him away down this corridor.
Oh, God.
And I knew then that I wasn't going to see him again. Every dream ends with me essentially almost immediately coming to terms with the fact that he's gone. Because quite often people say that these like dreams are about trying to wrestle with how difficult it is to lose someone. My head was like, yep, see ya. Got it. Off you go. But then if you start analysing that dream, you know, why a leisure centre?
Well, Rich, this is where I've got us covered because
okay.
I've got dreammoods.com.
Mm-hmm.
Now this is the this is a dream dictionary website. So what I've got is
okay.
I've got swimming pool, and it reckons
tears. I'm gonna guess tears.
It's no. This is saying that it's about relaxation and says you need to take a break
from my father. I'm taking quite an enforced break from my dad currently.